Genesis 1, 1 to 2, 3.
Kabau jang, akhanyin te, paingin te gane, akhanyin te, paingin te gane.
Creation and the worship of God.
Pasin chen ne, peyadakin, wabiu gugwe chen.
By Paul Bucknell, translated into Burmese from English. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom, www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
So we're going to look today at this session to chapter 1 of Genesis. You'll find it as the second handout of the Genesis series, the three. So this is the creation and the worship of God. Now we know people worship all sorts of things in this world. Modernism or humanism is the worship of man. So he puts his desires as the most important, fulfilling his own desires. But when we look at Genesis, we find that God is God. He's the maker. And that changes our perspective of things. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you're the great creator. We thank you how you work in our lives. Release your truth, Lord, through your spirit and help us, Lord, to worship you as the great creator of our lives. Help us now, we pray. In Christ we ask. Amen. So creation and the worship of God. Chapter 1 all the way to chapter 2 verse 3. It's all one section.
So,
Chapter 2 verse 4 starts the first genealogical record. This is what we're looking at today as an introduction.
So,
And so we really want, yesterday we talked about the reliability of Genesis. It's the word of God, God speaking to us, allowing us to understand the creation out here. And even if you go on, read more in Genesis, you'll be able to see why do we speak different languages. Why do I need a translator, a good translator? It explains all those things. Yeah. So we're going to answer some questions like, what is God like? What do we know about the world out there? I mean, some religions say that it's not real. Right? It looks real though. Some people say it's all an accident. But we'll learn it's planned. And we'll also talk about how people are unique. One of the things I would like us to do, now this is long, and so we'll just read parts of Genesis 1.
So, who jumped at a
But let me read verses 1 through 9 to start here.
So, I
am trusting that all of you have read Genesis before. It's the book of foundation, so we better really know the book of Genesis. You know, a sister yesterday, I think, or today, I forget, but asked, you know, well, how does God speak to us? Well, here we see God speaking. Right?
Yes.
See what happens when he speaks. And chapter 3, we learn that Satan, the serpent, also speaks. The serpent wants us to rely on what he said. So let's look to God's Word. Starting with chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, the darkness he called night, and there was evening, there was morning, a day.
အစောင်း၌ဖျားသခင်၏ကောင်းကင်၌မြေကြီးကိုဖန်ဆင်းတော်မူ၏မြေကြီးသည်အစင်းတဏ္ဍာန်မရှိလွတ်လပ်လဟာဖြစ်၏နည်းနည်းရာအရက်ကိုမှောင်မှိုက်ဖုံးလို့၍ဖျားသခင်ကလည်းအလင်းဖြစ်စေဟုအမိန့်တော်ရှိ၍အလင်းဖြစ်လေ၏ထိုအလင်းကောင်းသည်ကိုဖျားသခင်မြင်၍အလင်းနှင့်မှောင်မှိုက်ကိုပိုင်းခြားခွဲထားတော်မူ၏
ลิงโกเนโฮโดอเมเพลกองมอมไมโกงแงโฮโดอเมเพลกองคอโวตะมุดโดมูเยงแงอูเนนานัตติปะทะมะเนยะผิดเลยเออัปทูไนเนี่ยอัทสไฟน์ตะบันพะยาธิคินกะยีอะเลไนมูเมญะเจ็ดผิดสียีเนยีจินชานะเซโฮอเมตโดชีทะเพมูเมญะเจ็ดโกพะยาธิคินผันเซนโดมูเยมูเมญะเจ็ดอ่าวนาชีโตยีเนมูเมญะเจ็ดอะปอนาชีโตยีโกปั้นจาโดมูดีอะไตผิดเลยเอ Let me read a few more verses. Then God, in verse 14, then God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. And let them be for the lights in the expanse of the heaven to give light on the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also.
14, 16.
Continue to read. Can you continue to read verse 21 to 25?
သူတို့လေရည်ဒီတိလိစအမျိုးအလိုက်များပြားစွာမွေးပေါ်၍ငါကြည့်အစရှိသောအသက်ရှင်ရွယ်လောက်ရှာတတ်သောတိလိစအပေါင်းတို့ကိုလကောင်းပြန်တတ်သောငှက်မျိုးအပေါင်းတို့ကိုလကောင်းဖျားသခင်ဖန်ဆင်း၍သူအမှုအရာကောင်းဒီကိုမင်တော်မူ၏ဖျားသခင်ကလည်းများပြားစွာမွေးပေါ်ကြလောပြန်လေရည်များကိုပြည့်စေကြလောငှက်တို့ကိုလည်းမြေပေါ်မှာများပြားစေတည်းဟုဒိုလိစအနုကိုကောင်းကြီးပေးတော်မူ၍
Now 26, then God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over a living thing, every living thing that moves on the earth.
26 ကနေ 28 တည်းတဖန်ဖျားသခင်ကငါတို့ပုံတရံနဲ့တငိတရံတည်းလိုကိုဖန်ဆင်းကြဆိုတိုးစီပင်လင်ငါတို့ကို၎င်းမူကောင်းကင်နှစ်တို့ကို၎င်းတားရင်တို့ကို၎င်းမိတပင်လုံးနဲ့တကွမိပေါ်မှာတွားတက်သောတရိတ်ဆန်အပေါင်းတို့ကို၎င်းအုပ်ဆူးစေဟုအမိန့်တော်ရှိ၏ထို့သောဖျားသခင်၏မိမိပုံတရံနဲ့အငိလိုကိုဖန်ဆင်းတော်မူ၏ဖျားသခင်၏ပုံတရံတော်နဲ့အငိလိုယောက်ျားလိုမိမ့်မကိုဖန်ဆင်းပြီးလင်အချင်းတို့အများပြားစွာမွေးဖွားကြတော့မြေကြီးကိုပြည့်စေ၍နိုင်ကြတော့ပင်လယ်ငါးတို့ကို၎င်းမူကောင်းကင်ငှက်တို့ကို၎င်းအသက်ရှင်၍မိပေါ်မှာလှုပ်ရှားတတ်သောတိရိစ္ဆာန်အပေါင်းတို့ကို၎င်းအုပ်ဆိုးကြလော့ဟုမိန့်တော်မူ၍သူတို့ကိုကောင်းချီးပေးတော်မူ၏
Verse 31, and God saw all that he made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
ဘုရား31ဖျားသခင်၏မိမိဖန်ဆင်းတမျှသောအရာတို့ကိုကြည့်ရှုလေအလွန်ကောင်းဒီကိုမင်တော်မူ၍ညံ့အိုးနဲ့နာနတ်ဒီစထမနေ့ရက်ဖြစ်လေ
What we find here is a wonderful record of God's creation.
ဒီမှာအမတမအန်အိုးစရာကောင်းသောဘုရားရှင်ရဲ့ဖန်ဆင်းခြင်းအတုပတိကိုဖတ်ရတာဖြစ်တယ်
Now we haven't read it all, but we've read a good part of Genesis 1.
And I said light of a part bo, and I go lo che ne ha le lo kaw pro phat ta phit de.
And God is sharing with us, he's teaching us something about himself.
You get it? Phya shin ka tinaro ko tu ko tu ma tu la so ti chwan nai a tin pe da phit de.
So let me ask you, what do you know about God from chapter 1?
အခန်းကြီး1ကနေဖယားကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီကနေ့ဘယ်လောက်ထိသိပြီလဲဘယ်လိုပေါ်လဲ
His spirit so we don't know we can't see right
သူဟာဝိညာဉ်တော်ဖြစ်တဲ့ငါတို့ဒီမသိဘူးမမြင်ရဘူးဖြစ်နေတယ
် But he's using words to communicate to us so we understand him
အဲ့မဲ့သူဒီငါတို့နဲ့စကားပြောလို့ရအောင်ငါတို့နဲ့ချိတ်ဆက်ဖို့ရဖယားကစကားလာပြောတယ
် Okay You tell me what is God like
ဒီကနေ့အခုအခန်းကြီး1မှာဘုရားကဘယ်လိုပုံစံနဲ့မြင်ရလဲ
So just from chapter 1
အခန်းကြီး1ထဲကနေပဲเนาะတခြားအဲ့မှာတခန်းကြီး1ထဲမှာဘုရားဟာဘယ်လိုပုံစံနဲ့မြင်ရလဲ
Just speak up loudly one by one
creator
He's a creator thank you
ဟုတ်တယ်ရှိသေးလားနားလားမလား
ဘုရားသင်္ကြန်တော်ဒီပုံမှာလှုပ်ရှားတော်မူဆိုဘုရားသင်္ကြန်ဝိညာဉ်နဲ့
It's moving in the water.
Okay. All right. He was over the waters. Okay. To the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can answer.
He created a human being as his likeness.
Okay. Good. He created man, woman, and a male and female in his likeness. Yes.
ဘုရားသခင်သူနဲ့တပုံစံတတရတဲ့လူကိုဖန်ဆင်းတယ်ဆိုတော့မမြင်ရပြီပဲနည်းနည်းတော့မြင်ရပြီပေါ့ဟုတ်လား
Not. Okay. He's the creator of heaven and of everything. All right.
အလုံးရခတဲ့ကိုဖန်ဆင်းတော်ရှင်ဖြစ်တယ်လို့ပေါ်ပြတယ
် So it's not like he's the creator of something here and there's another creator of something there. He's the only God.
ဒီဖယားကတပားတွေပဲဖြစ်တယ်။အဖယားတပားကပင်လယ်ကိုဖန်ဆင်းပြီးတော့နောက်တပားကနေကိုဖန်ဆင်းပြီးတော့အဲ့လိုမဟုတ်ဘူးနော်။ဖယားတပားတဲတာအရာခတ်တဲ့ကိုဖန်ဆင်းတာဖြစ်တယ်။တခြားလူတွေစီမှာဖယားအများကြီးရှိတာလေ
။ I want to think a little more. Go ahead.
စဉ်းစားကြည့်ပါဦး။ဘာတွေ့ရအောင်မလဲ။ဖယားကသာ
တူတယ်ဗျာ။ဘာလဲ။ဖယားကသာတူတယ်ဗျာ။God's above all God.
Okay, very good. God's above all gods.
We can see God in chapter 1 as a living God, a living being.
Okay, right. It's nothing man made up. He's there. He's existing.
Okay.
So God is very powerful. What happens when you say something? Can you speak and a tree comes about?
No.
But you say God's creative, a designer. Absolutely. Would you say he's orderly? Sure. Day one, day two, day three. We find also that he pre-existed the world. We don't find that man created God. We find that God created man, right? So like a lot of religions, man thinks up what God is like. This is different. God's telling us what's real. So let me give you three absolutes to know from Genesis 1. As you already said, God is creator. But to follow through there and understand ourselves, people are God's creation and wholly dependent on Him. Now people criticize God and say, oh, God is a crutch. Is he? What does it mean? It's like man doesn't really need God. If he gets stronger, he doesn't need God. But actually, we need everything that God made, the fruit, the air, the world, to sustain our very lives. So here's the sin of atheism. They don't acknowledge all the things that God has given them. So we, God is our creator. Also, God created a good world. And he's affirming that we can trust him with everything he made. Now sometimes we think God cares for others, but he doesn't care for me. But we can go right back to Genesis and see that God has a good will in mind to care for us.
Genesis
If we read Genesis 1 more, we can see that he made the food so we can enjoy it. It's okay to have desires and for him to satisfy them. There's nothing wrong with intimacy and marriage. There's nothing wrong with eating and enjoying a fruit. Nothing wrong with that. That's good. And in this way, we express our thankfulness back to God. So God sought to please us and help us. Number three, absolute, is God created people to relate to him. Now this is very important. You know, a lot of people, we share the gospel. But you know, the gospel is right here in Genesis 1. God cares for you. We need to relate to God. Now, of course, we are beyond the Garden of Eden and we have sinned. And so the Gospels added a whole other chapter about Jesus dying for us to bring us back into relationship with him. So when you think of yourself as unimportant and God doesn't care for, that's a mistake. Every one of you is so important. Now, for example, God made us in his image so we could talk and communicate with him. We find many dogs walking around here. But we can't have a conversation with them. We can't relate to them. It's like we're in different worlds. In order for us to be able to communicate with God, even though he's much greater, he made it so we can understand him. So God is, yes, he wants us to work, but it's that relationship with him that is at the heart of our existence. We are not called, the gospel is not calling people just to believe and follow this religion. No. It's the call that through Jesus we can come back and relate to him. That's the good news. Now some people say the Old Testament God is different than the New Testament God. Absolutely
not.
God's good there, God's good now. And he cares for us. So let's think a little bit more through each of these. And God is creator. And so God revealed some of his glory through the creation around us. So people sometimes come up here, take vacation. They like the creation. And God gave us eyes to be able to see it. To bite into fruit, enjoy it. And so we see around us, it says in Romans 1, that God's power, eternal nature, and His love are clearly seen. I just want to pause here and kind of explain a little bit why most people rebel against God. And in Romans 1, verses 18 to 21, it says that since the creation of the world, that which is known about God is evident within them. I'll just keep reading. His invisible attributes, His eternal power, His divine nature. God made it evident to them, having been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. So not everybody has heard God's word. And so you say, well, then God won't judge them. That's not true. Because God's given them the creation to testify of His existence. So God reveals His truth through creation. And it says man suppresses that knowledge. He pushes back against that evidence that God is there. And this is why we believe there's a judgment for all men. Even if they haven't heard of the Word of God, the Bible, Genesis 1, they have lived in the creation. So people have God's life in them, and yet they don't acknowledge Him. That's sin. So if you keep thinking about Genesis 1, you will learn more about God. He is so great. Now let me just go back to Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Now God, the word God, is a title describing a great being. It's used 34 times in this chapter.
အဲ့ဒီအခန်းကြီးထဲမှာ34ကျိတ်သုံးထားတယ်အဲ့ဘုရားကိုပဲ
And interesting it's in a plural form
စေဝါစာတစ်ခုကောင်းတာကအဲ့ဒီဘုရားသခင်ဆိုတော့ဟိဘေးချဟိဘေးစကလုံးနဲ့ရေးတဲ့ဘုရားသခင်ကအေးအများကိန်းနဲ့လူတယောက်အတွက်ရေးတာမဟုတ်ဘဲနဲ့နော်အင်္ဂလိပ်စကလုံးမှာဆိုတော့အနည်းနဲ့အများရှိတယ်ဟုတ်လားအများကိန်းနဲ့သူရေးတယ
် I'm like Deuteronomy 5 Deuteronomy 6 we all know there's just one God
Hey, just a second of puppet of Yahoo, a Jenny dot puppet, Piatakin, the suited of Piatakin pit on movie. Look, Piore.
But here it's talking about, in the Hebrew, the original language, God, a plural.
Come on, Ujen, he beats a movie bar. A Piatakin, the Gong, the Michu Pansin, a Piatakin, so it's a Galongo, plural form net, a Miaking net, Estopar out to Yare.
Now, I should have talked to my translator early, but let me explain something, see if you can understand me. Yeah. So, in the Hebrew, just like in English, we have a verb. Like if I said, they are playing outside.
Well, my English is going to be honest with you. Tarudi, apin ma kasani le, lupore kama, tarudu sura, tayak tayak miyare.
So, I have a plural noun. Subject, they, more than one. So I need a plural verb, are. I don't say they is. No. Needs the plural. But here, the Hebrew is the same. But whenever it has a plural God, it uses singular verb. And it's signifying the plurality within God, even though He's one. And we see the same thing when He created man. Let us create man in an our own image. Are we learning something about God here? Yes. Do we fully understand it? No.
Yeah.
So we see also that God is communicative. He's talking. He not only did spoke these things, but he had them recorded and passed on to us. We find that also God called this, that, and he named things. We'll see that he gives man the same ability. So you call, what is this?
Dawei.
Okay, Dawei. But you all know what it means, right? You communicate, one word. God's power, He created everything out of nothing. The earth never always was. It had a beginning. And with the beginning, it has a purpose. And again and again, God uses the word good, good, good. Why? Because He's just trying to convince us everything He did was good. So what does Satan come to? He tells Eve, it's not that good. You shouldn't trust God.
No.
Well, that's what Satan said. Yeah. You should disobey God. Don't trust him.
ဆိုတော့ဖခင်ကတော့ဖန်ဆင်းသမျှကာလပတ်လုံးမှာကောင်းတယ်လို့ပြောတယ်။ဆာတန်ကတော့အကုန်လုံးမကောင်းပါဘူး။ဖခင်ကမယုံပါနဲ့ဆိုပြီးတော့သွေးထိုးတယ်
။ And God was wise. He completed everything 6 days and rested.
ရတဲ့ကနေ6ရက်လုံးလုံးအားလုံးအလုပ်ပြီးစီအောင်လုပ်ပြီးတော့9ရက်မြောက်သောနေ့မှာအနားယူတယ်။
And this is the record of Genesis 1. God is creator.
အဲ့ဒါအားလုံးကတကဘာဝကျမ်းခန်းချစ်တယ်မှာမှတ်တမ်းတင်ထားတယ်ဘုရားသခင်ကြီးဖန်ဆင်းရှင်ဖြစ်တယ
် So God wants us to know we are his creation. He communicates that to us.
ဒါကြောင့်ဘုရားသခင်ကြီးငါတို့ဟာသူဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုတာသိစေချင်တယ
် And he made it so that we can see it and understand it and understand he's the maker.
ဆိုတော့သူဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့အရာတွေကိုတိပြီးတော့ဒီအရာတွေကိုဖန်ဆင်းတာတိုပဲဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုတာသိစေချင်တယ
်။ And God alone made the world purposely designed it.
ဘုရားသခင်တပါတိတတဲ့ဒီကလောကပါကြီးကိုဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့သူဖြစ်တယ်
။ You know evolution says it all happened by accident.
ဖြစ်ဘာလဲ sink and pissing the ya ah တော့တူဖြစ်လာတာပါအဲ့လိုပဲပြောတယ
် But you know what is so funny?
တခုရေစရာကောင်းတာထုတ်ပြောမယ
် It's ridiculous.
လုံးဝရေစရာကောင်းပါတယ
် Because the scientists study the leaves, the plants, the world and comes up with new designs from the things God has made.
ဆိုတော့တိပ္ပံငါစရာတိရွတ်တွေမြေကြီးတွေကိုလေ့လာပြီးတော့
I think about 15 years ago man came up with what they call Velcro. It's like you stick it together and it sticks. It was a new invention, a sticker. Okay. Not tape, it's a Velcro.
I know as the dog are the fish to come go cut in the camera. Oh, the two eight in ma. Hello, tie like the cut to the hair. The ma, moe the ma. Yeah.
You push it and
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, go hello
yeah. Yeah. Sometimes on your shoe.
Super nice ma le shi de.
But that man only discovered that 15 years ago.
And lo ya de so lo khe de 15 nit law ma lo de sat twi la da.
Because they studied the plants.
And ga tru
and found them doing that.
Ti yoe ka ni ya la da. Ti yoe ko le la pi lo twat la da.
Yeah. And it's the same with everything. Lights, everything.
At the chair ha de ne lo ma tapi pi phya phan sin de ya ko le la pi lo twat po la da ya de be.
We learn things by analyzing the world.
You know, kaba yu go khoi six san pya le la yin da khoi ni yin de atit asa ne tui la da. Phaya phan sin pin da de.
When I was young, they used to operate and take out the appendix if it hurt.
So ro de o pa le o tet de sin chanaw ngai ngai raw a dikat ne khoi ya da, chi chi khoi ya da.
Because they think evolution we have parts that are not necessary.
So pit about it.စင်ကပစ်စင်ကငါတို့ဘာလဲမလိုအပ်တဲ့အပိုင်းအစတဲ့ရှိပါတယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေတို့ရုံချင်းနေ
But now they say no no it's important
အခုတော့တို့ကပြောလာပြီအားရမဟုတ်တော့ဘူးမှားနေပြီနော်ငါတို့မှအကုန်လုံးလိုအပ်နေပြီတဲ့
So people are created perfect they're not evolving to be greater
တို့ဟာ position မဟုတ်ပါဘူ
း And so animals are nice they can reproduce
တရိစ္ဆာန်တွေဟာလည်းလှပါတယ်သူတို့ကမျိုးပွားလို့ရတယ
် And so there's no other gods but the creator
တခြားသောဘုရားမရှိဘူးဖန်ဆင်းရှင်ကလည်းတခြားဘုရားမရှိပါဘူ
း Sometimes people worship the sun yeah
တချို့တွေကတော့နေကိုကိုယ်ကနေမင်းကြီးဆိုတော့ကိုယ်ကိုရလို့ရှိတယ
် But who made the sun
နေကိုဘယ်သူဖန်ဆင်းတာလဲ
God
ဘုရားဖန်ဆင်းတာပဲ
and the eternal God has made the earth with time
ထာဝရဘုရားသခင်ကဒီကမ္ဘာမြေကြီးကိုအချိန်နဲ့ဖန်ဆင်းတာဖြစ်တယ
် He was always eternal but he created the earth matter and time it's all connected
ဆရာဒီသူဟာအစအဆုံးမရှိတဲ့ထာဝရဘုရားဖြစ်ပေမဲ့ဒီကမ္ဘာမြေကြီးကိုအချိန်နဲ့ဖန်ဆင်းတာဖြစ်တယ
် So we can preach the gospel and people areOwe their existence to God and we're trying to clarify that.
အကြောင်းလူတွေဟာဖခင်ကိုဆက်ကျင်ပင်ခဲ့လေကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီသူတို့စီမှာတော့ထာဝရဖခင်အကြောင်းကိုရှင်းပြမှာဖြစ်တယ်
။ Now God made people to obey him.
ဖခင်ကလူတွေကိုသူ့ကိုနားခံအောင်ဖန်ဆင်းတာဖြစ်တယ
်။ He tells you what he wants and then you're supposed to do it.
तू लोचे ना तू प्यो में लोरे का ऐ तू प्यार प्यो रे टाइम लोगा मार
He told Adam, "Take care of the garden."
यागा आदम को प्यो रे उइ को साउ साउ मार लो प्यो रे
But when people go against God, then we are countering the Almighty Creator.
ऐ लोगा प्यार को संचिन ना ये चंद्रो ये पंजेशन को तो संचिन ने ला पिटे
So God made how many genders? One male, made male and female, two genders.
So प्यार द केंगा logo phasin na kha ma yaukja ye main khle na myo le be phasin na phit de
but now in america
aho america ma na myo be ma hobu no naw ta myo that to la de
they have designed I think at least 15 kinds of genders
ah thoro ma ro 15 myo shi de america ma
wow
and they say a male can make himself feel like a female tomorrow
so yaukja le ka ma na phyan la ma tu me ma lou lo ya de
or something other gender.
Oh, yo meng ma ma lo chin naw ma, yo cha le ma ho, meng ma le ma ho le phit chin de. Phit nai de.
Do you see how they're countering God?
Phaya thakin go tharo wa yin sai myo lo tai khai ni da phit de.
This is blindness.
Da ga myet myet mi mi ne lo myet kan ni lo be.
People with doctorates, PhDs are fools.
PhD boy ya le ping ya shi na ayu ri be.
So now they say If it's a boy or girl, no no, don't say.
Tora khali mu la ro, yau cha le la meng khala me ro, ai ma pyo ne ma pyo ne.
Let him grow up and say what they want to be.
Tu na tu ji 20% o, ayo yau la tu phit chin da phit me, min no aku lo pyo ne au ne.
So people are getting confused.
Lu ya, ji la de kha ku yau cha ma ma ti, meng khali ma ma ti phit la go yo.
Should I go into the ladies room or the men's room?
Ah, inta ri ba to ro ma nga mi kli inta to mo la yo cha le ikla to ma ti ro wu.
Oh, you see the judgment coming on America.
America people ma phaya ta khya taya sin chin yauk ni de.
See, you are more clever than people with PhDs.
PhD degree ya le lo tha ne no pinya pu shi da phaya shi ma.
Your 4-year old child knows the difference between boy and girl.
Ku ta de mi ku mu le ta de mi no pha yo cha ma mi wa ma ti aw ma pyo nan ne mi ba de phit kong pe de yo ma.
They know more than those people.
Taruwa ta cha lo tha pu ti de lu lu bo.
So they have made these things laws in America.
Eh ara ri go ma taruwa ma pi de wa da tyan wan upri a phit chin ya khain de.
But it doesn't really change things. It's just two, male and female.
Taruwa ni de pa law pe lo ni ma sin yau cha le ming kle na myo be shi ma be.
This is a terrible world we're in. But everybody's called to worship God and praise him.
Di loka ji ha imata ma chao sia kaung na loka yi a phit yauk shi la da phit de phya shin ga lo tai go tu go pye si chin de.
Now God created a great world but it's a good world.
Phya shin ga imata ma kaung mo ne di loka ji go phan sin khe da phit de.
And that's why we can trust him.
Da jao tu go chin no yauk chi lo ya de.
Now trust means obey.
Joji de sura na khana go pyo da no
trust means rely on
joji de sura mi khu lai da
in the garden adam and eve did not trust god
ere ui ma arane ewa de tara phaya thakin go ma yong bu na ma khan bu
but he made it in such a way that we can understand him and live for him
da ba phaya thakin na tu atat chanar de atat shin bu ya aw so pro chanar ni la paung song phe phe kho de
7 times in chapter 1 he says It was good.
Kanji tip ma khona chain thi kaung ne so le sakalo phaya ka tong de.
Verse 31. It was very good.
Pai nge 31 ma so lo si alon kaung ne lo pyo de.
And even with the curse on creation right now, the curse is talked about in Romans 8. It's still good in so many ways.
Di kane phaya ta keng ga chain loka ha chain chain kha ne loka phit pi de naw akhu do ma kaung de ha de myai chan ni de
I like it in Genesis 1:31 he said it was very good in English we have that word extremely good or fantastic
so chan no de a pai nge a khan chi ti a pai nge 37 ma a lon kaung de so in English sa ka lon ma so yin extremely good lo khore a lon bo no kaung de lo bo de
and so we have like a banana tree we have mango trees we have vegetables It's so great. It all does it by itself.
Hello ma. Taya ti ri shi me apin ne myo myo sa de. Nga ru တီးအောင်လုပ်တာမတားပါဘူးဖယားသခင်ဖန်ဆင်းခဲ့တဲ့အရာကိုကျွန်တော်တို့စားတာပဲရှိတာလေ
We just put a seed in the ground and it grows
ကျွန်တော်တို့မျိုးစိပဲချလိုက်တယ်သူတို့ကြီးလာပြီတော့အတီးအများကြီးတီးလာတယ
် We can't do that
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကတီးအောင်အသက်ရှိအောင်မတတ်နိုင်ဘူ
း So he really likes how he made it nice for us
ဒီအရာအလုံးဟာကျွန်တော်တို့အသက်ရှင်ဖို့အလို့ငါဒီလောကကိုဖယားသခင်ကဒီလိုဖြစ်ဖို့ရန်ဖန်ဆင်းထားတာဖြစ်တယ
် If you look carefully at Genesis 1 you'll see that sometimes it uses the word he created it or sometimes he made it
တခါတခါကျရင်ဖယားသခင်ကဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့အရာရှိတယ်ပြီးလို့ရှိရင်ပြုတ်လို့တဲ့အရာလည်းရှိတယ
် they both have the sense of you know making something
နှခုစလုံးတွေလောက်တာတော့လောက်တာပဲဒါပေမဲ့ဖန်ဆင်းတယ်ဆိုတဲ့စကားလုံးကပြုတ်လို့တယ်ဆိုတော့နှမျိုးရှိပါတယ
် created has something to do with making it out of nothing something great
ဖန်ဆင်းတယ်ဆိုတာကတော့ဘာမှမရှိတဲ့အရာကိုရှိအောင်လုပ်ပလိုက်တာကိုဖန်ရှင်းတယ်လို့ခေါ်တယ
် made has more of a sense of fashioning putting it together very cleverly
made ဆိုတာပြုတ်လို့တယ်ဆိုတာကရှိပြီးသားအရာတွေကိုကြည့်လို့ကောင်းအောင်လှအောင်ပြုတ်လို့တာကို made လို့ခေါ်တယ်
So creation speaks about power while made talks about design.
ဆိုတော့ဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့ဆိုတဲ့အရာကတကူတော်ကိုဖော်ပြပြီးတော့ပြုတ်လို့တယ်ဆိုတဲ့ကသူ့ရဲ့လက်ရစပခြင်းကိုပုံဖော်တယ
် And so in Genesis 2:3 it says God blessed the seventh day, sanctified it because in it he rested from his work that God created and made.
အဲမှာစကားဥစ္စာအခန်းကြီးနှစ်အပိုင်ငယ်၃မှာ
Genesis
2:3 သူတတမနှစ်ကိုဖယားသခင်သည်ကောင်းချီးပေး၍သတ်စင်စေတော်မူ၏အကြောင်းမူကားဖန်ဆင်းပြုတ်ပင်တော်မူသောအမှုအရာအလုံးစုံတို့သည်ပြီးစီးသောကြောင့်ထိုနှစ်ရ၌ငင်ဝတ်စွာနေလေ၏ဒီမှာဖန်ဆင်းပြုတ်ပင်လို့ပြောတယ်ဖန်ဆင်းတယ်ပြုတ်လို့တယ
် So instead of a world trying to get better and better starting with nothing and getting better slowly over ages we fit find an instant creation that's perfect in design
ဒီကနေ့ဖျားရှင်ဟာအဲကဘာအနှံ့တို့ရဖန်ဆင်းခြင်းအရာဟာတို့ရတကူတော့ဟာအစင်အမေအမေရန်တို့ရတကူတော့ဟာတည်လက်ရှိတယ
် he could rest it's all done
အခုဖျားရှင်ကတခါပဲဖန်ဆင်းပြီးတော့နောက်တစ်ခါနောက်တစ်ခါအစ်ပြန်ဖန်ဆင်းစမှာလို့ဘို့တစ်ချိန်တည်းကိုဖန်ဆင်းပြီးတော့ESS အနောက်ပိုင်းမှာအားယူယုံပဲ
And that's the way we find the world today.
ဒီကနေ့ဖျားသခင်သူအဲ့ဒီခေါင်းရက်တော့မှဖန်ဆင်းခဲ့တဲ့အတိုင်းကိုပဲပြင်မြင်နေရတာဖြစ်တယ်။ဘာမှဖျားသခင်ကပြန်ပြုတ်ပြင်တာမရှိဘ
ူး It doesn't explain why man is sinful and hurtful toward one another.
ဖျားလူဟာတယောက်နဲ့တယောက်ဘာလို့လဲမုန်းတီးနေကြတာလဲဆိုတော့ဘာပြောအတွင်းမှာဘာဖန်ဆင်းခဲ့မှု
We have to wait till Genesis 3 to learn that.
အဲ့ဒါကိုတည်ဖို့ကတော့ကမ္ဘာဥက္ကဋ္ဌတည်လို့နဲ့မရသေးဘူး။
But it does show how everyone really should love God and appreciate what he's done.
ဘာဖြစ်ရင်ပါဇင်တာတဲ့အရာတွေအားကြည့်မဲ့ဆိုရင်လူတဦးနဲ့တဦးကျွန်တော်မုန်းနေရမယ့်အခြေမရှိပါဘူး။တဦးနဲ့တဦးချစ်ရမှာဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုတာဒီအခုပေါ်နေတယ
်။ Just one last thing. You know God rested on the seventh day.
နောက်ဆုံးတစ်ခုပြောချင်တာကတော့ဘုရားရှင်ကနောက်ဆုံးတော့9ရက်နေ့မှာအနားယူတယ်6ရက်လုံးလုံးတယ်9ရက်နေ့နားတယ
် God told man to work 6 days rest 1 day
ဒါကြောင့်ဘုရားသခင်ကလူကို9ရက်အလုံးလုံးပါတဲ့9ရက်နေ့မှာနားပါလို့ပြောတယ
် He's trying to help us to realize that our life is more than just our work
ဘုရားသခင်ကလူတွေကိုနားလည်စေချင်တယ်ငါတို့ရဲ့ဘဝဟာငါတို့အသက်ဟာငါတို့လုပ်တဲ့အလုပ်ထက်တန်ဖိုးရှိတယ်လို့ဖခင်တကယ်ဒီပေါ်ပြချင်တယ
် We can pause reflect enjoy
ငါတို့ဒီနားလို့ရတယ်စိတ်ခံလို့ရတယ်ဖခင်တကယ်ဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့အရာကိုတူတကောပျော်ရွှင်လို့ရတယ
် And that brings glory to God that reflection
အဲ့လိုမျိုးပျော်ရွှင်စွာနေခြင်းအဖြစ်ဖခင်ရဲ့ဘုန်းတော်ကိုငါတို့တွေကအထင်ရှားစေတာဖြစ်တယ
် It takes that sense of Understanding God's design for us to pause. It takes training. It's hard to do that.
ဘုရားသခင်ကိုတည်အလင်းတည်ကြွနားလည်ဖို့ဟာအချိန်ယူရတာပါတယ်။ဘုရားသခင်နဲ့နင်းနဆအသက်ရှင်နေလေဘုရားကိုတည်ကြွနေလေဖြစ်တယ်
။ So God's our maker.
ဘုရားသခင်ကတော့ကိုပြုဖန်ဆင်းပြုပြင်တော်သူဖြစ်တယ်
။ He's our designer.
သူဟာကျွန်တော်ကိုပုံဖော်ပေးတဲ့သူဖြစ်တယ်
။ What does that mean? He's your designer.
ကျွန်တော်ကိုပုံဖော်ပေးတယ်ဆိုတာဘာလဲ?
That means he knows all about you. He knew what family you grew up in. He cares for you. And he said, wow, why are God's thoughts to me like that? And that's what David says in Psalm 139. So God is our provider. And He's interested in our life bringing blessing to us.
Yeah.
So what we find is that the world is very designed. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It is not accidental or imperfect. And God made us in a special way in His image so we could look and understand Him, and what He made was good. So you see how this is behind our worship, our praise of God. Psalm 145:9 says, the Lord is good to all, His mercy is over all His works. Remember the lesson that new believers have to learn? What is it? What lesson? Yes, God loves them. It's the same in Genesis 1. But the problem is we don't believe it. Oh, hopefully we will. And then it says God created people to relate to Him. Now, I talked about this already somewhat, that He made us so that we can understand Him to some degree. We're not just to enjoy the world, we're to relate to Him. Now tomorrow we'll talk more about what does it mean to be made in God's image. Because it has to do with the gospel. What is that spirit of life doing in us? It is, again, creating us in His image. Jesus said this in Mark 10:6. But from the beginning of creation, God created them male and female. Who made man? God. Not creation. It didn't happen by accident. I don't know how much you believe in evolution, but it's all in our public schools. And because of that, people believe wrongly and make wrong assumptions. And it has corrupted science because people are compromising. So the gospel, the good news about God creating things nicely and wanting to relate to mankind are all found in Genesis 1.
The thought of the king ji mye chin ne chit chin mit da ngaro ne atu chit set chin ne tu ye san na a ka ba u che khan chit tik ka de ga tu ya da crypto la pe ma ngaro ne la ni chin ne pya myu mo ho bu a sa ka ne o ngaro ko phan sin kha sa ka re ya ngaro ne atu ni phu yi ywe tha de pya ta khin phit de.
It's like God inviting him you to his feast.
Yeah.
So let me go on to a little bit about the creation's design, the order of creation. And we'll see that there's day one, day two, day three, right? And we can see how he laid out the world in a good way, making the large world there before he made mankind. Now, some people would say these days are ages to kind of go along with evolution. I think it's very clear that he said it was a third day, the fourth day.
And
whenever it uses that phrase in the scriptures, the fourth or third, the ordinate numbers, it's always referring to
24 hours.
You see this?
Yes.
It's one of God's creations. You know, we can't make anything so beautiful as that.
Yeah.
It can fly, it can feed itself.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is. And that's the way God is. It's nothing. A butterfly is nothing compared to the way he made people. So God reveals a lot of truth about himself through the things he made. So general revelation, I said this yesterday, is from his works we can understand some things about God. If you look at Psalm 19 verses 1 through 6, we won't look at them, it talks about God's work. But the same book, Psalm 19, verses 7 to 14, talk about God's Word. That's special revelation.
I
don't think I'll go into all this. Does anyone have any questions right now? About Genesis
1.
Hebrews 11:3 says this. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Hebrews 11, verse 3.
Mm-hmm. 나로 돼 영지체 앞에 대자이.
So here again, it's just emphasizing the truth that God made the world out of nothing.
이 말에 제가 헤베르 말에 표현했는데, 광인의 미지고 바마 무시의 태가네. 알아, 아니면 진사가네, 아니야 태가 뭐하고래? 바마 무시의 태가네. 판세 말에 서로 맞대잖아 말에 보라라베.
No questions?
So people like to ask this question on the Krishna consciousness. Our God is a creator, and Buddhists will ask, where your God is created this tree in the middle of the garden? Why did he need to create this? If he did not create it, then there will be no problem.
Mm. That's tomorrow's lesson. But we will look at that question. It's a good question. I like to ask it. I like to think about it. Yeah.
So in verse 28, God creates male and female, and they are about to multiply in numbers. Nowadays, people use a kind of, so that the birth controls. Is it biblical?
Yeah.
Okay, is birth control biblical?
So, to turn the person, Tassiri, just on the gang, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So at first we only had two children. Then I began to put my trust in God's direction more. So we have eight children now. But let me share with you. If you read the books of like of Leviticus carefully, God's put a sense of birth control in the creation. Because what he's done in the law, he made it so if you have a boy, you delay intimacy for so long. If you have a girl, you delay intimacy so long after birth.
And
the reason seems to be is that actually, so the mother starts feeding the baby, and so that prevents her from getting pregnant right away.
So the next thing I'm saying,
there's all these chemicals inside that are happening, right? Changing. But the point is, God's saying delay for a while. 1 month, 2 months, 6 weeks. The reason is because sometimes it takes a little while for that mechanism within when you're feeding a baby so it will stop pregnancy.
So
And the reason, of course, is because a mother's feeding. The mother gets weak. So it protects a mother from having babies right after each other. So on the one hand, you have to say, be fruitful. God, give us a big family, if you would. So I made a decision. It's better to be poor and have more children than to be richer and have less children. So many people today say, oh, we can't do it. We can't afford children. But do you realize how many thousands of years people always had as many children as they could? God provided for them. But it's not, we don't have faith, you see. So there's that caution. God says, don't have too many right next to each other because you will hurt the mother's health. So let me give you an example. The Muslims believe you just, like in the Old Testament, have lots of children. So they'll have 6, 7, 8 children. In another 10 years, they'll take over Europe. They'll populate Europe.
Now said him,
because the Protestants, oh no, we don't want children. So maybe they have one child.
Mm.
And the Germans, they'll disappear.
Mm.
The French, they'll disappear. And that's what's happening right now. It's right now about the Germans will disappear, the old Germans, the white Germans, and it will be more Muslim Germans or African Germans. And it's here people get very selfish. I want time, I want money, I want to travel, rather than being dedicated to God's purpose of raising up godly families. Our earth is not lacking resources. My family is an example that God can provide for a big family with little money, unsure money. And that's one reason we have lots of children. God showed us we can do it. You can do it. By faith. But you need faith, right? It's the belief that it's good because God says it. Otherwise, why do I have that child? Rather than treasuring those children and praying for them to be godly men and women. God wants his people to grow. I hope you can catch that image. Because it's a good world. God made us in his own image.
ဖျားသခင်ကငါတို့ကိုသူ့ရဲ့ပုံတရားနဲ့ငါဖန်ဆင်းတ
ာ Satan doesn't want any more people made in his image. He seeks to kill and destroy people. ဖျား
သခင်ရဲ့ပုံတရားနဲ့ငြိတဲ့လူတွေစာတန်ကတော့မမြင်ချင်ဘူး။ဖြစ်နိုင်ရင်တော့အကုန်လုံးတတ်ဖြတ်ချင်တယ်သူက
။ He's afraid of obedient people.
သူဟာဖျားကိုနာခံနေတဲ့လူကိုကြောက်ရွံ့နေပြီးတော့မရှိစေချင်ဘူးဒီလောကထဲမှာ
I encourage you to have big families that love the Lord. And sometimes it seems like, oh, you do less because you have more children. But actually, we found that God provides in special ways. Let me close in a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the ways you teach us and help us and encourage us. That the gospel, the good news, is right there in Genesis 1. You're good and you have a good plan. And you want to relate to us. Oh Lord, let us never forget that how much you love us. But always come to you as our great provider. We pray this in Jesus' name. Genesis 1:1-2:3. Creation and the worship of God. By Paul Bucknell. Translated into Burmese from English. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom, www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.